It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. State Auditor John B. McCuskey's investigation into the possible misuse of public funds in Richwood has yielded 4 indictments and 4 arrests. He says his office still has work ahead of itself.
There is fraud out there, and it's a numbers game, right? When people spend money, there are people that will steal it. And so it is our hope that we can maintain a level of effectiveness and staffing to make sure that we're finding as much of it as possible.
That interview in just a moment. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators have introduced a bill that would provide consistent funding for a popular land conservation program that has impacted 54 of West Virginia's 55 counties. Brittany Patterson has more.
The bill would permanently fund the Land and Water Conservation Fund, or LWCF. The program uses revenues from offshore oil and gas drilling for conservation. More than $240 million from the LWCF has been invested in West Virginia over the course of the program's 50-year history. It's been used to acquire and protect places like Harpers Ferry and the Canaan Valley National Wildlife Refuge. Earlier this year, the president signed a bill that permanently authorizes the program. But Congress still needs to appropriate money. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin introduced the bill, along with Senator Cory Gardner, a Republican from Colorado. If passed, the bill would bypass Congress's budget process and automatically place $900 million into the fund each year. In a press release, Manchin said funding for the LWCF is crucial to, quote, continue to preserve, protect, and invest in our public lands. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Brittany Patterson.
Earlier this month, 4 current and former Richwood officials were indicted and arrested on charges they embezzled money from the city. Some of those charges are related to the misuse of public funds after a devastating flood in June 2016. Dave Mistich spoke with State Auditor John B. McCuskey about his office's investigation into Richwood and other efforts to combat fraud around the state.
Well, so I want to start off with asking a little bit about, you know, Richwood. At this point, 4 arrests, 4 indictments, all dealing with embezzlement, some of which dealt with the flood, other parts of that did not. I guess if you would walk me through where we are right now with that situation.
Sure. So I'm not going to comment on the criminal investigation. That's the sheriff and the state police and the prosecutor. But from our standpoint on Richwood, what we really hope to achieve is a couple things. First and foremost, what we want is success for Richwood. And we want to ensure that moving forward, that they understand the financial place that they're in, how they got there, and what they need to do to move forward to correct the infrastructure problems that their city has, as well as the financial problems. Secondly, and equally importantly, is we wanted to make sure that going forward, this didn't happen again to any other towns as well. And that isn't to say that this hasn't happened in other towns right now. But what we found was that there is a seemingly systematic problem with the way that our state prepares itself for the municipal and county side of a disaster. And our hope is that this effectuates change so that when the inevitable happens, and which is another flood, it will happen again, we are better prepared and the citizens and the governments with which we all interact will be better taken care of.
And if you would walk me through what goes into this investigation, there's no doubt that this took a lot of time. How does your office step in and what happens if they do find something to take a look at?
So that can happen in a few different ways. But our office is, through our CID division, is in charge of auditing all of the counties and cities and school boards of the state. And we also provide a purchasing card program for those entities. And in this particular instance, what we were tipped off on was some irregularities on a purchasing card, which led invariably and indefinitely into this investigation, which lasted months and years. And it required massive amounts of state resources. We had 2 full-time fraud investigators on it for over a year, as well as lawyers. And it was a very thorough report. And, you know, the way that this happens again, if it were, and it will happen again, we have 40 some odd felony fraud cases open through our fraud unit, is usually from citizen interaction. We have a fraud hotline, which you can interact through our website or on the phone. And typically it is the citizens who tell us what we need to find.
And so, you know, like you said, this is not something that's going to be done. All this stuff's going to happen again. I mean, looking ahead, you know, especially in the context of Richwood, you know, the FEMA dollars, the housing and urban development dollars. There's no doubt that RISE is in question, has been that program to rebuild people's homes who lost them in the flood of 2016. You know, where does your office take this moving forward?
So we take this really on a case by case basis, right? So we interact with our agent or the cities and counties and school boards of the state on a one-on-one basis. And so when we see something, we work on it individually. And like I said before, you know, there is fraud out there, and it's a numbers game, right? When people spend money, there are people that will steal it. And so it is our hope that we can maintain a level of effectiveness and staffing to make sure that we're finding as much of it as possible to both punish those who've done it and prevent it from happening in the future.
One final question for you, too. I want to take a look back at, you know, some recent history in West Virginia. In just the past few years, we've dealt with, you know, the misuse of public funds at the state Supreme Court. How does what's happening now fit in to what's been happening over the course of years? And is it possible to stop this level of fraud across the state? Or is there always going to be work to do in your office?
There's always going to be work to do in my office. That is what is known. But our personal belief and my personal belief is that the only way to get it to the absolute bare minimum is through citizen interaction, which is why we've created these transparency portals that show public spending in real time. We have one for the state. We're working on getting them in every county. We're working on getting them in every city, because what we've found is that if I had 100 auditors, I'd need 100 more. Right. But what we know that we have is if we can have 1.8 million engaged citizens who are holding their government accountable, that is the true final defense against government misappropriation of funds, is when the citizens rise up and say enough is enough and they're given the tools to do the research. And that's what our office's ultimate goal is.
State Auditor J.B. McCuskey, thanks so much for joining us.
Dave, thanks so much for having me.
That was State Auditor John B. McCuskey speaking with Dave Mistich. For more, visit us online at wvpublic.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.